The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I hope everyone's having a peaceful morning practicing. So this time of year, you know, the earth is tilted away from the sun in the northern hemisphere, and it's cold and it's rainy here, and we may just want to stay curled up in bed under the covers. You know, the world can both literally and figuratively seem cold, and sometimes we just want to hibernate like the bears. I know I do. But we have to come out. We have to engage. And but external conditions are not always the way we want them to be. And when they are, we want them to stay that way, right? So the first noble truth is there is suffering. And the second is that it's caused by clinging, wanting things the way we want them, and aversion to things that we don't want. And either way, we can find ourselves resisting and causing tension, unease, dukkha. So the Buddhist saying is that whatever we resist persists. So we're taught to let go and accept what is. But does this mean we just passively accept everything and just never try to change anything? No, in fact, the Buddha's third noble truth is that there is medicine for suffering, and that is the fourth truth of the Eightfold Path. So there's wise view, intention, energy, wise speech and action and livelihood. And then we add meditation and concentration to that. So when we are on this path of liberation, we are hopefully reducing our unease, generating more ease. So we first start off with our views, our thoughts, right? And noticing when our thinking makes things worse. Thoughts like, no, this shouldn't be happening. Why is this happening to me? This isn't fair. Right? I was teaching the Dharma Sprouts a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about, you know, if you are eating an ice cream and your ice cream drops off on the ground and you say, no, this shouldn't be happening, this is not fair. Do you think that's helping, or is that making things worse? And they're like, some of them are five, and they go, it's making it worse. It's pretty clear. So noticing what thoughts we are having, and are we making it worse? And even though it's not what we wanted, acknowledging this is happening, right? There's the acceptance there, not just resignation, but, oh, yeah, this is happening. Byron Katie says, don't argue with reality. Reality always wins. And realize that it's not personal, right? It's happening to many others too. Whatever I'm going through right now, there are so many others who have been here before and are probably here with me right now. It's helpful. And mindful self-compassion, we call it touching into common humanity, right? It helps us to feel less alone and alienated and isolated. So then we've acknowledged what is true in the moment, and then we practice wise intentions and actions with some energy. If we can make it better, do. And as Gil said in a recent talk, four important words to remember. At the very least, don't make it worse. So what can I say or do? How can I think about this experience that is not going to make it worse, but that might make it better? And then we practice meditation and concentration, creating an inner space of being okay with what is, and freeing ourselves from the need to make all the external things line up the way we want them to. We try to create an internal space of okayness. And with concentration, we bring our awareness back to something that is an anchor, a place of refuge within. So there are lots of similes for this. Maybe it's not an anchor for you. Maybe that feels heavy and weighty, and it doesn't really connote your idea of refuge. But maybe it's a cozy nest or a hearth or something else. What is that felt sense of inner peace for you? Some way that your practice feels like a refuge. So in the Dharma Mentoring Training Program a number of years ago, we had to write similes for our practice. And so I found mine from 2019, and here are a couple. My meditation practice is like hot springs nestled in the forest. As I wander through the woods getting cold, not knowing which way to go, I come upon a hot spring that has an endless supply of bubbly, warm, healing water that I sink into and take refuge in. I am safe and warm. Here's one more. My meditation practice is like a bridge over troubled waters. As I stand on one side of a raging river, mired in fear and doubt, wondering how I will ever get across without drowning, my practice takes my hand and safely walks me over a sturdy bridge above the turbulent water to a calm and tranquil place of loving kindness and compassion. So I'd like to just take a moment to just kind of tap into your own practice and see what kind of simile there might be there for you. What is your practice like? So if you feel like closing your eyes, you're welcome to do that, or just have a soft downward gaze. And let's just explore for a couple of minutes what that inner space of your practice is like. When you close your eyes, taking several slower, maybe deeper breaths, letting go of resistance to what is, just dropping inward, and opening to a place in your being that feels okay, where you can rest. You might scan your body from your head to your toes. Is there a place to rest? Maybe it's your heart or your belly, or maybe it's your feet or your hands. Maybe the only place it feels kind of at ease are your earlobes. Where's a place to rest? And maybe there's no place right now for you internally that feels restful. And that's okay too. So you might broaden your awareness to the space outside of yourself. And maybe expanding it out into the natural world. What are the qualities of this space of refuge? Is it warm or cold? Is it hard or soft? Is it a place of lightness or darkness? Perhaps there's a shape or a color. Is it silent or is there a sound? Does it feel cozy or is it spacious in your refuge? And what is it like? Is it like a nest? Like a crystal cave. Maybe it's a blue sky or a starry night. What is your practice like? Is there peace and contentment? Is there acceptance? Just letting yourself be however you are in this moment. And letting yourself nestle into this space. This place that is a home within or in your surroundings. And wherever you go, the practice space can accompany you. So letting yourself rest in this sanctuary, this temple of your awareness. And if you were to make a little haiku about this space, here's one from Rosemary Watola Trommer, who's a poet. Bird of peace, make of my heart a nest. If you were going to make a little haiku about your practice, your inner refuge, what would it be? Sparkling cave, make of my mind a jewel. Starry night, make of my awareness a guiding light. Tree of strength, make my being heartwood. What is that inner refuge for you? What is it like? And just bowing to this special place, this temple of your practice. And taking a deeper breath in and out and opening your eyes if you like. And just would like to hear from anyone. If something came to you that you want to share, something, perhaps a simile, a little haiku, a little of some description of your refuge within you want to share. And it could be something as simple as emptiness, space. Pure space.
Infinite vastness. Sun comes up.
infinite vastness, sun comes up. Beautiful, thank you.
A shining moon. You wouldn't normally think of a moon as shining, but it can give off a lot of light, more than you think.
Beautiful, shining moon. Thank you. Anyone else?
I think of a little spring, kind of like a cool spring in the middle of a forest that kind of makes a little, a very still pool. And that kind of supports a cool, energetic sense of infinity.
Thank you. Cool pool, sense of infinity. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I really invite us all to be playful, be creative, you know, make our practice feel very alive and juicy and really feel it in our bodies. So thank you very much for coming and for your practice. And may the benefit of our refuge within that we cultivate through our practice bring us a sense of calm and peace that we can then share with the rest of the world. Thank you very much